Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of Green Teens, discussing environmental problems that are very pertinent today. In this week's episode, we will be discussing the topic of fast fashion and its effect on our environment. Have you ever wondered about how fashion trends change so much in such little time? And how do stores keep up with this sudden change and, you know, produce the materials that we need to keep up with the trends and stay stylish? Well, the answer to that is fast fashion. So I actually have a question for you, Pritika. Have you shopped at any clothing stores recently?
Yeah, last Friday I went to Marshall's, and then a couple weeks ago I shopped at Etsy. So that's been pretty cool.
So actually, Marshall's is a store that supports fast fashion. It uses fast fashion. And fast fashion, we, on the surface, it looks pretty amazing. Like, it provides us with the latest trends and we get to stay stylish and super cool. And it seems convenient too, because the prices are cheap and it's just beneficial. It looks beneficial. But behind the scenes, it's actually quite the opposite. So that's kind of what we're going to be talking about today. It has serious environmental effects, and it is not ethically responsible, and it doesn't even benefit the consumer. So as we start this, Pritika, how about you tell us, what is fast fashion?
I'd like to say, first of all, I'm starting to feel a little bit guilty about going to Marshall's, so I'll make sure to be more resourceful. But we can define fast fashion as cheap and trendy clothing. Basically, when companies, they manufacture a lot of clothing, and they ship it everywhere across the US. And that's why you'll see a lot of these, you know, companies in advertisements like H&M or Zara or stuff like that. And it tends to be marketed towards teens. So if you're a teen and you're listening to this, you've probably been to the mall and shopped at, like, you know, H&M probably, something like that, Zara. And that's because those clothes tend to be a really cheap, really trendy, and they're just everywhere.
Yeah, so basically what you're saying is that it's just a mass production of, you know, clothing with really cheap resources, and they're priced cheaply, so, and they keep up with the latest trends. So that's what you're saying, right?
Yeah, you got it.
And also, don't be guilty about shopping at Marshall's, because it's all about learning about what fast fashion is, so you don't make those mistakes in the future.
Girl, you are right.
So to start this off, maybe you can talk a little bit about the history of fast fashion so we can really understand why it started.
Yeah, okay. So basically, you know, maybe 300 years back, I'm probably getting this wrong, but it was like the Victorian era, I'm not sure.
No problem.
A lot of these women tend to have, you know, thick dresses, a lot of fancy kind of dresses if they were in the richer class. And one of the reasons why was because they would buy clothes only once a year, because clothing back then was made by hand. It was, you know, made with love and care. And that's why it could last for, you know, maybe a century. And that's crazy. But over time, as, you know, time went to go by and the population arose, we invented the thing called the sewing machine. And it's, you know, that created fast fashion, and it absolutely, you know, ruined the clothing industry. For example, you know, in the 1900s, we start to see a lot of, you know, American stores like Wet Seal Express or American Eagle that churned out clothing trends faster than we've ever seen it before. For example, Forever 21, that store that I would not recommend going to, just began to suddenly grow at a high speed. And it doesn't help that people, you know, recently, like Kate Middleton or Michelle Obama, wore clothes from Zara and H&M, which brought popularity to it. But we also have to understand that fast fashion can be beneficial in the way that it's cheap. So that means people from a lower socioeconomic class can tend to have better clothes like people from a higher socioeconomic class. But basically, that's the history.
So that actually, it kind of brings up the thing about how social, like the social aspects of everything, that really contributes to how people choose their clothes. And, you know, as industrialization started to get up, these companies just arose, and then they started using all these materials, and people bought them because they wanted to be trendy. They wanted to, you know, show off their stuff. So 100%, now that we're talking about that, and we're talking about how that could be a problem. Some places that you might want to not shop at are Urban Outfitters, which is not environmentally friendly at all. Forever 21 and Misguided, which both use like horrible working conditions for their factory workers.
Yo, not to mention like Forever 21, like we don't vibe. Like Forever 21, like as it's become more popular, it you know, its clothes are kind of trash. So I would just not recommend going to it at any moment. But yeah.
So in this episode, we've been talking about a lot about how fast fashion is bad. So why is it bad, though? We've been kind of circling around that, but now we're going to get to it. So one of the main ways that fast fashion is just horrible for us is it destroys our environment. So one example of that is the water resources that it uses. So the fashion industry is actually the second largest consumer of water, and it requires about 700 gallons of water to just produce one cotton shirt. I don't know about you, but that sounds like way too much for just one shirt. And when you think about that, we in the fashion industry, they do mass production with the fast fashion. So imagine how much water is just wasted with fast fashion. And then not to mention that, you know, the dyeing of our clothes that we do, the textile dyeing, that actually pollutes our water resources. So that is even worse. It's just contaminating our water.
Yo, not to mention, like, there's a drought already happening in the West. So this mass production is sapping up a lot of water that people want to use.
Yeah. Not only that, but not only does it contribute to water, but then it also produces a mass amount of microplastics and plastics. So one example of something that is used in fast fashion is polyester. So it's relatively cheap and it's super available, and it's in 60% of our clothes. But if we look deeper, the CO2 emissions that it leaks are three times higher than it would be for something like cotton. And polyester is something that we rely on so much in fast fashion, and it's just polluting. And there's so many resources that we use like polyester that are used in fast fashion, and they produce so many microplastics, and those microplastics, they go to the ocean and they contaminate sea animals' habitats, and they basically make it unsafe for marine life in their habitats.
Yeah, 100%. And not to mention, if you can, like, try to avoid polyester, not only because it's like horrible for the environment, but polyester is just horrible. Like, it's really uncomfortable and it can get you hot really fast. So try to find clothes that are, you know, cotton or wool. But go ahead.
So I think, Prithika, you can talk about a little bit about how it is not even beneficial for consumers at all.
Yeah, so we're tending to see the quality of fast fashion clothes go down, you know, astronomically. So an average fast fashion piece of clothing will last between 2 to 10 years, compared to, like, you know, 100 years ago, which it would last probably from like 10 to 30 years, which is insane. And one of the reasons why is because a lot of these clothes, you know, are made out of, you know, bad materials that Benya stated, like petroleum or polyester, which easily breaks down. So that's why we're seeing a lot of clothes in the recent years become donated or thrown out or recycled more often, because it breaks down more. For example, you have a thing like 100% cotton t-shirt that you might find at Marshall's or something. But don't be fooled, because the things like the labels or the sewing threads will be made of things like polyester, which will easily break down. So that's why when you find a lot of clothes, you want to make sure that they're more sustainable and they're more gently made. If they're manufactured, make sure they're made out of care, because those are clothes that you'll have for longer periods of time.
So kind of exactly how Prithika said, the consumers don't benefit because their materials aren't handled with care. And those clothings, they just go out of use like really easily. They just become bad. And it's not useful for the consumer because they have to keep buying new clothing every single time. And as we talk about that, that's not the only problem. We talked about environmental problems. We talked about how it doesn't benefit the consumer. And one of the biggest problems that comes out of fast fashion is the creators who have to suffer for making this these products because they are not paid enough, they have horrible conditions and more. So as we have fast fashion, they have to produce great amounts of material in such little time. So they're forced to work overtime, and their owners, the people who tell them to do their work, they don't give them any breaks. They don't care about them. And there's so many places that are guilty of that. And not only that, there's forced child labor, and stores like H&M and Gap, they're some of the culprits of that. And they just do not treat those workers well. And the workers can't do anything either, because that's their only way of making money in those developing countries. So, and one example of that too is when the Rana Plaza went down because owners weren't paying attention to garment workers' complaints about the conditions that they were working in, and the whole building just went down. That's just one of the examples.
Yeah, not to mention that a lot of these low quality manufacturing areas in foreign countries, you know, tend to target a lot of lower class women, especially. So yes, it's important to realize that when you're buying clothes that say things like girl boss or like, you know, women rule, which not to mention is businesses capitalizing on women's struggles, you're mm-hmm. also feeding into this constant, you know, manipulation of women in these foreign countries who have to face things like, you know, low wages, sexual harassment, and just demotion of women in factories.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, you might be wondering too, why are the conditions so bad, and why is the abuse so bad? Like, wouldn't these companies be forced to do something like Gap and H&M? Well, actually, no, they are not required to do anything legally, because they're getting their production from some outsourced place in a developing country. So they are not authorized. They're not supposed to do anything. So they don't do anything. They just don't care.
Yeah, 100%.
Get materials. Yeah.
So let's go back to the topic on how a lot of clothes are being recycled and thrown out pretty often. So recently my mom was like, girl, you need to go through your closet and do spring cleaning. I was like, sure. But then I realized that a lot of the clothes that we tend to throw out for spring cleaning doesn't really go to where we want it to go. So the amount of clothes that charities and thrift stores are getting over the years has doubled. Because people are parting with their clothes sooner than the previous centuries. So let's understand that, first of all, 20% of the clothes that you put towards charities are actually going to charities. So the rest of the clothes are sent to textile recyclers who use those garments for other purposes, like stuffing couches, turning into rags, or household insulation. And, you know, there's only so many times that clothes can be recycled. So obviously they're going to break down. And so half of those clothes will be exported and sold to developing countries because, you know, the U.S. clearly doesn't want to deal with having like billions of tons of clothes in their, you know, country. And so some of that will go into landfills. For example, in 2018, 17 million tons of textile waste or clothing was found in landfills. And so we also talked about how they'll be sold to developing countries. Bro, like, I kind of feel bad for like East African countries like Kenya, Rwanda, and Uganda, because they're getting like a billion pounds of clothing like every year because the U.S. clearly does not want to deal with that. So
that's what I was saying. I was gonna be like, literally they just take whatever we have in the U.S. and they just dump it on another
country.
Like, how is that fair?
Yo, like, you like, just imagine being like an African country and then just like a couple days later you get a shipping of like 400 million tons of clothing and be like, deal with it.
Yeah, honestly, like, any developing country, like, that sucks. Oh my god,
literally. And so, not to mention, like, it seems good because, you know, obviously these countries use the clothes that US gives them for use. For example, in India, my mom saw my brother's clothes that we donated like a year ago on someone, so obviously it's being put to use.
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah,
that's actually kind of cool. But
yeah, it was, yeah, pretty cool.
So part of it is being put to use, part of it is being thrown in the landfills, and so maybe donation is it's not always like the best option too because of fast fashion. And yeah, like, it just kind of degrades and stuff.
Yeah, and it also hurts their economic, status, because a lot of these countries are now having to deal with clothes that are being shipped to them, and they can't start manufacturing their own clothes. So it's a pretty big issue.
Yeah, so we just talked about a lot of problems that are present with fast fashion. So what can we do to combat that? What we can talk about something called slow fashion. It's pretty much the exact opposite of fast fashion. It has mindful manufacturing, fair labor rights, and natural materials, so you can have lasting garments that are good quality, and they're probably just as good as the ones that aren't maybe up to the trend. Who cares, honestly? Because they're gonna, if they're good quality, and they're just gonna be better because they are, because
Oh,
that's
for
what they
sure.
made. So maybe Prithika, you can talk a little bit about some options that people can have if they want to like be more sustainable with slow fashion.
So there's things like thrifting. For example, you have your classic Etsy, you have eBay, you have ThredUp, which my friend introduced to me, and it's pretty good. Like, these are stores that will be given clothes that people don't want to use, and then they can be turned into thrifting. And there's some pretty good clothes on these websites, so definitely check them out. We have some other, stores that are environmentally friendly, or they're working towards environmental sustainability, like clothes stores like Nguyen, Change. It's spelled Change. We also have H&M, surprisingly, because they also are working towards economics or environmental stability. So
Good
definitely
that
look
they
out
got
for
the
stores like
note.
that.
It's good that they got the note to do that after
Oh,
so
for
long
sure.
time.
But yeah, check out stores like that.
Yeah, that's really good too. The thing about thrifting, I feel like thrifting is like much bigger now. I don't know why. I just feel like it is. So like if you're thrifting, keep doing that, because you're repurposing clothes that you just get another use of them, and you don't waste them, and they don't break down, and they don't go in landfills. So
Exactly.
yeah. With that, I think we
I
got,
think that's
yeah. So
it.
we, in this episode, we talked a lot about, the problems that come with fast fashion, but people are going to continue to buy from a lot of businesses that have fast fashion, because we need to raise awareness about the problems that are with fast fashion, because a lot of people are just not aware of that, and they're not taking any action because, they don't know. So that's the purpose of this episode, to raise awareness. But then with that, we need you to raise awareness too. So
Of course. And yeah, like Venya said, don't feel guilty if you have shopped at stores that are fast fashion and you're starting to like realize that how much of a problem that is. Honestly, like, the best thing you can do, especially if you're in a a difficult situation, is to try to incorporate some thrifting once in a while, and just be resourceful with what you do.
yep, and then focus on maybe investing in more slow fashion
Yes,
businesses.
ma'am.
Yeah, so with that, have a good day. I hope you learned about fast fashion. Yeah.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
Bye.